Mishnah Tes. Who Haya Omer? Still in the last of the list of those Mishnayos. Who Haya Omer? He has a list here of 10 statements, which if you count them, you come up to 11. But the rest of the 10 basic statements here, 5 negative and 5 positive. The first 5 are descriptions of the aspects, that rebuy of those aspects are negative. The second 5 is a rebuy of those aspects are positive. What's the structure of the Mishnah? First, we'll try to just go through the Mishnah and get some basic understanding of what it says, and then maybe we'll get the overall picture, what type of a collection of rebuy, positive and negative, is this, whatever. There has to be some system to this type of thing. Just like Maral asked the question, says you can find many other things, almost anything. That too much of anything, even a good thing, is going to be some difficulty. So you could have made this list much longer. And on the positive hand also, you can find many other things. So we have to have some structure. But first, let's go through the Mishnah and get step by step through all those 10, 11 steps that are over here. First, the Pashut Pshat, to get an understanding of what the Mishnah is trying to tell us. And then, probably that tonight, we'll go back and see if we can get the overall picture. So, what's the list? First, the overview. Let's read the whole 11, and then we'll go back one by one. What are you arguing? Marber Boser, Marber Rima. Simplest chat, surface chat. Person overeats. It's going to become overweight. If he thinks that there's any positive aspect of it, so the Mishnah brings you Ezer Chochem Reis and Hilah. So the greater the Chochem is, the greater the Noga Ezer. And the Mishnah tells you what's the final. What's the tachlis? What's going to be the bottom line? Where's it going to end up? So, Marber Boser, it's going to end up in Marber Rima. It's a very clear description, very dramatic. If you can picture it, this Mishnah would be put up in the doctor's offices, they would have an easier time. They can make some good graphics with it. They can have good, easier time convincing the patients that are necessary to go on diets. We're all going to end up. Also, saying the safe, it's going to be the end. Then there's going to be the pretty end grade. And the rest of very exceptional squeeze. So there are processes that the person goes through, and one of them is Rima. This is serious business. It's no jokes. This is a very serious subject. This is one of the subjects people, death b'chalal is a subject that people don't like to deal with. But Rima, that for sure. Death, like, we usually deal with death from the side of the dead. The dead man is covered in proper form, covered in lace, and he's put into a nicely clean grave and covered over and put in a nice, very straight-sided matzeva, very straight black leather thing, very clean, nice and fine. Rumor is not like, especially for a chas v'shalom person, it's in such a situation of being one of the mishpacha. You would have to be involved in understanding something. Rima, the worms, subjects people don't like to deal with. But the Mishnah tells you when you eat ice cream at the age of 27, or whatever, Marber Boser, that's in which subject is that? That's Marber Rima subject. Bring the worms. If you see the worms, you can't have ice cream. Unless it's the proper thing to do is eat ice cream. But just eat the ice cream for extra pleasure, unnecessary pleasure. If you hear the Marber Rima It's also like the one said, this Talmidim, he doesn't know if he was there to be able to bring them to him above. But he knows for sure that he got them out of Eilam Hazeh. If you deal with some of the, these are tough subjects, with brutal clarity that Chazal is exactly, there's no funny, exactly the way it is. And you live healthily with the concept of Mimo, probably you'll make a pair of balls. But what was it if you get it? You got it. Your days of the Achol V'Shasoy HaYom Kamoch HaNomos, very interesting. But the opposite number, the Tzaddikim live with Maskelo Yom HaMisuf. Every Yitzhar gets out of hand, so we have more brachas, Kiddush Ma. And then there's Maskelo Yom HaMisuf, he brings that to your trump card. You bring that out and Yitzhar's head. It's over. That's the trump card. But they were showing you. So there's a more about this. We think that their subject is, we don't deal with death at all, really fair. And the Pasuk is not that way. The Pasuk says that a whole v'shoseh ha'yim kimoch ha'nomos, the Rasha says. You're going to die anyways, but you're alive and well. Enjoy. The same rima, the same death process, and all that involves can chas v'shalom be turned around the opposite. The difference is whether you can deal with it healthily or you can deal with it unhealthily. If you can deal with it as a tzaddik, is that you accept the reality as the brain's business, and your business is to deal with it. And if there's a difficulty, so you can come up dead, so you deal with it. You don't run away. Rishon, definition of the Rasha in these terms is a person who doesn't fight. But when there comes a problem, or something that's difficult to deal with, put up the white flag. Mochanomus, that's a difficult problem. How do you deal with Mochanomus? Can't deal with it, so he puts up the white flag. So he doesn't matter. He uses that itself to turn around. You're going to die anyway. Somebody's a chaper. Now you can eat.
Is it the Russian that dealing with it, or is that's the way he deals with it?
That's how he's dealing with it. That's the end.
But that's his end. He sees the Rima as being the end of everything. But the Tzaddik says he sees that there's a process that continues.
That's for sure, but that's not the...
So, because if the Rima is the end...
The Rima is the beginning of the process.
That's the Rasha?
Yes, the Rasha also. There's a whole problem that come after Rima. It was just the warm-ups.
No, but I mean, that for the
Rasha...
Rima
is gold. That was its Gehenna.
But for the Rasha, if he believed in that the Rima was then part of that process...
I mean, he said, instead of saying, well, therefore, I better get my act together, he says, I can't handle it. So therefore I put up the life. And I say, I'm not responsible, I can't hack it anyway. If I'm going to lose anyway, I'm going to get Reem, it's going to be Reem. After I can and after that. The subject of tonight is not a Shem Tzaddikim, it's just... The only reason why I brought up the subject is because the Mishnah brought up the subject. I wanted the Dafka to, especially in the first reading, to read it wrong. Exactly what the Mishnah meant. You know, I could have said it in the Moedal form. The Mishnah Dafka didn't. Rashi wants to get crystal clear. We're not avoiding anything. Marble Bosser, ruin food. Ruin food. Extra kilo, then they call them. There was this big one today, if they call in all the troops. There's a lot of groups for this. There's one working. So they bring the troops. Marba Bosa. My point only was to see, maybe you as Tchilas Chochma plea. see the difficulty here. The Mishnah had to go so far. There's something else you can say that there's a difficulty. Until you die, there's nothing wrong with you, Rabbi Bosser. We had to take it till there. Without this, we had to bring death into it. Without it, and doctors don't say, Rabbi Bosser, my dream. They say, Rabbi Bosser, my heart attacks. Rabbi Bosser, my ulcers. All kinds of problems. Rabbi Bosser, at least. Sores that Rabbi Bosser brings. And the Mishnah wasn't interested in all that. The Mishnah, obviously, is not a medical book, it's not Hatzis. It's telling us Yisoid that. And this Yisoid, to tell us, he had to go to this point. And not just death, but the gory-gory part of death. The goriest part of death, the part that if the regular family would have to be clearly aware of all the processes, then if the ghost they wouldn't be able to manage. And that's the reason why it's done outside of the realm. Moshe has his processes. What a person, a normal family, is expected to handle is in front of them. They have to deal with the fact that the person is no longer there. They have to deal with the fact that they have to bury him. The processes that go on, which are really outside of the realm of this world, and therefore outside of the realm of a person who's only coming from this world to deal with, it's done under the surface, done after. Outside of this world. But Torah doesn't have a ruler. Torah is not from this world. It was nitin ben shemayim. It was brought down into this world, but didn't come from this world. The Chiddush is that somehow it can fit into this world too. You can bring Torah into this world. It's the cosmic Chiddush of the world. It's the bringing the Torah into the world. But its essence is beyond greater. I think one even says by a ratio of 32,000 to 1, or 3,200 to 1, greater than all the cosmos. That's just how they would play. All kind of Torah is 3,200 times bigger than all of Bria. Includes everything that the scientists know about today, and those that they don't know about. So you took something of that greatness and you run it into a grain of sand called our world. But it's coming from the total truth. And the total truth doesn't have any barriers that we can't deal with. A chokha, person who's in Kabul Torah, also has no barriers of what he can deal with. He has the courage to deal with things that no one even can. It's difficult. Maybe it shouldn't even be on tape. Rabbi Bosser, Rabbi Rima, the subject of Rima, you're not even allowed to talk about in front of anybody. Because then anybody can deal with it. Certainly you can't talk to somebody who's right now involved in the process of that. And somebody, us youngsters, that we know that there's the Dyer's Club. There's a club, and every once in a while you get the paper, or you hear people going, oh, he's also part of that club. I knew him, but he's also the Dyer's Club. Well, so you just move him from the regular people to the Dyer's Club, and you check him off the list. But me, someday. Since we're removed from it, so we can also deal with it less. But somebody who's painfully involved, that's okay. Yeah. Only if he's if he has the kliach, if he has the infusions that a person needs to deal with such a subject. But Torah gives you the kliach to deal with anything and everything that exists. All reality has its place, and it's stated in Torah with no monkey business. So when the Torah wants to speak about the subject of Rabbi Bosser, Rabbi Rima, nothing else will settle. It won't settle for any watered down steps. The bottom line of it is not our text. The bottom line of it is Rima. It needs to be explained. We have to understand what are we trying. We're just scare tactics. So higher attacks would do just fine. There are other things we can use. It's not scare tactics. It's not that you say this here. It's not just a havana of what it means to be Rabbi Bosser. Okay, that's Rabbi Bosser, Rabbi Rima. Maybe we'll get
the person in Shrima also, you find the same
question.
Torah talks about Rima. Rima is something that we don't know what you there's other things. Rima is just the beginning of the passage. This is probably the most important final stage of a person's life. It's not. People think that you live and then you die. You live, and then the final stage of life is dying. It's part of life. And then you go to the beginning of a new process. And that process may have a person's not a tzaddik goer, some very unpleasant parts to it. As a matter of fact, birth wasn't necessarily a pleasure trip either. It's difficult for us to know exactly where a child being born feels. But just from the knowledge that we have of the process and the way these children look after they come through the process, especially compared to the Gan Eden that they existed in before, it's some shocking experience. So the change of order from one world to another world, there could be some difficulties in there. There may be reasons for it. But the Torah doesn't avoid any subject. The Torah deals with everything and says it as it is, exactly as it is. Maravosa, Maravirim. Maravinachosa. What's with Maravinachosa? Maravinachosa is Maravidayim. Maravinachosa is Maravidayim. So there are two people who have to learn this Mishnah. There are two ways to learn this Mishnah. The Mishnah speaks to two people. It has the same message in two forms, depending on where a person is coming from. If a person considers himself under the title of being a Marvin Hasi, that's one type. And the other type, which most people end up in, is that when we're talking Marvin Hasi, means him, that guy. It's Rockefeller. It means whatever a person's own sovereign is, starting from two or three stages beyond that, that's called Marvin Chosin. I'm just a regular guy. Marvin Chosin means, and that's the more partial term. But we'll see it clearly. The Mishnah teaches you that what is the sum total of Marvin Chosin? What does it lead to? What does it bring for? Any decent advertising person will be able to explain to you anything that was brought to him to sell, why you need it, and how it's going to make your life better. And that it's really a rachmanis on you that until now you've lived without it. And for just a small price, he will be able to help you get over this tragic situation of not having that gadget. All of our nechosim, whatever they may be, have two aspects to them. It's important to know that the Mishnah is not a one-sided affair. Forget about the good that it brings to us. I'll just tell you the negative. The Mishnah is talking, take the clothes of Achmed for Kalachayim. Vadai. That any particular piece of nechus in any particular piece of situation would be a life saving. The mission is not telling you not to have the chosin. The mission is dealing with the subject, the whole mission is dealing with the subject of ribui chosin. If it's a real necessity, that's not ribui. An absolute necessity, whatever a person's necessities are, there's nothing to do with, there's no number values to this. Always relative to a person's situation. A real need, so then the benefit arrived at by the need, by the nechosim filling that need, make it worth it, inclusive of the daiga aspect that is involved. But the Mishnah tells us a rule here. You have to be careful with your buying the chosin. Why? Because each one individually that you're going to have the equation may add up that the advantage outweighs the daiga formula. But Nechosin multiplied the daiga as you add them together. And the daiga that a person has is not individual for each one of his Nechosin. But as he's a sum, that a person has a sum total of Yishuv Hadas. And every Neches takes its toll. And as any person knows, every person knows from his life, from his own life, that any person can have 10 little problems. And each one of them is a joke. So the regular problems that are made up of every day. But when 10 of them come at a time, so you can be in an extreme pressure, totally outside of the mathematical additions of 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 10. 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 7,000. Wow. That's the way these things work. So every additional neches that a person wants to bring raises the daiga value of the total to the degree that it would be very, very schwer to find a cost benefit ratio in terms of daiga. The Mishnah tells you, Marbe Nechosin, Marbe Daiga. Marbe doesn't mean add another one. It means multiply. Multiply everything that you add until now. Marbe Nechosin, Marbe Daiga. The next three we have difficulty dealing with because we're not familiar with the subjects. All three next are ones that we are not familiar with at all, because it's been a couple thousand years since Klai Yisrael has been involved in any great way with this type of situations. We'll take them as a group. For the first reading, Marba Avodim, Marba Gezel, Marba Shfochos, Marba Zimu, Marba Noshim, Marba Kshofim. In Poshut Pshat, before getting into our depth, we take things simply, and we're talking about three basic situations a person can find himself in. Outside of Nechosim, there's other items within a person's realm of jurisdiction, we'll call it, that are on a higher status than Nechosim. And the Mishnah tells us that the higher the status goes, the worse the problems it creates when you're under the subject of Marbe. And the Mishnah gives us three examples. Avodim, Shochus, and Roshim. Avodim, service. In the old days, when we didn't have all of the mechanical servants that we have today, like a washing machine, we take for granted. So, many people, even not the terribly rich, had some form of avodah. Even today, there is some aspect of such type of work, slave labor, which can be even paid with social benefits and whatever it is, but can still be basically a situation where one is subservient to the other and filling his lower needs where he's not going to be bothered with. But Marba Avodim, the Mishnah here in Parshat Prat is talking about an Eved Mamish, real slave, slavery. And slaves, by definition, have been dehumanized, either rightfully or wrongfully, depending if they're supposed to be slaves or not, but whole even if they are avodim, at that point, they don't have the full value, human value that another human being has. Every human being is an olam mole, that kol chayav olamah b'shvilin yivra olam. That's only ben chay. The whole etzim of an eved is b'shvil ha'odon nivra ha'eved. In the positive terms of avdus, like eved Hashem, or an eved le'melech Yisrael, so then these things come into a positive concept. Eved Hashem, a person who would realize that his whole existence, his very essence, is only a function of the Bhimshan's will, and it's not a separate subject on its own. Can it can deserve that title, which in Tanakh was given to very few people? The Bhimshan's Hesped Meshit Bhim, it's Avdi Meshit. Couldn't come up with anything else? Yeah, that's the top. It's the top of the line. But Becholi, from the definition, here we're talking in the negative sense of heaven, is that he has no right to say Bishvil Nivrarel. But his basic definition is Bishvil Ha'odai Ani Nivrarel. That's a subhuman form of human existence. And the natural tendency in the male form of a person who doesn't by right have some malukim in its full form is that it requires a breakdown of basic human busha, basic human consciousness, which requires human fitting forms of behavior. There are two basic forms of animalistic behavior that come in two forms of basic forms of Yetzirah, and one relates more to males, one relates more to females, and that's these two that the Mishnah says Mar Be'avodin, Mar Be'Gezel. Gezel is a breakdown of an understanding of the totality of social structure and ownership. Zimo is the total destruction of the holiness of the man-woman relationship. The Taivoni and the Kaasoni are the two basic forms of the Yetzirah, and their most basic outreaches, what comes out from them, is the various of Gezel and Zima. Gezel sometimes is Yetzirah, it depends on the aspect. In an Eved, who is a downtrodden form, Ritzicha, he's not up to Ritzicha. You gotta be choshever than that for Ritzicha. He comes in the low life form of Gehasani. And that comes out in Gezel. These are the two, Marbe Gezel and Marbe Shroch. Marbe Abodo, Marbe Gezel. Marbe Shroch is Marbe Zima. These are the two dehumanized humans, either rightfully or wrongfully, but Becholoifen, if they have that status, that will be a natural tendency. There are avodim v'shvachus k'shiris, but they have to overcome the natural tendency of the status that they are in. The, like in everything we said, nechosim could be positive, but leaving nechosim will necessarily bring out the negative more than the positive. Any particular evad, Eliezer evad of Allah, tremendous talmud chacham, the highest values, but Marva Avodim will require that the negative teva that is contained in such an existence much comes to the surface. Marva Avodim, Marva Gezel. Shifcha is the same thing. Any particular Shifcha? The Shifcha the Rebbe is one of the Yisoides of Hilchos Tefila. A lot of the halachas of Tefila we learn from the Shifcha the Rebbe. It's a Shifcha. All the Tanoim, all of Klai Yisrael, and one sheet of tefillah, and she outwon them. She won. She passed him that you can stop the avodas hatachtonim to retain a goal in this world. And if there's a problem with Yisurim, she stopped all of the tenoyim of the door. I mean, it's powerful. At a certain point, where she disturbed, she actively went to disturb the tefillah. You can't tell me that's what's not happening. And allowed and what's supposed to happen to happen. Even when people, not, you know, by us sometimes, I remember I had it a few times in my life already, where Rabbeinu that I had were taken from us. And her points before that happened, that the Tzaddik told us to stop dying. That's probably a more painful point than the actual death. He's here. We can still hold on to him. But that's us. Maybe we could, maybe we couldn't. But the Rebbe's telling them They could. And as long as they were doubting him, Malcolm always couldn't come anywhere near. Or whatever it is, take care of Rebbe's death. Right? But when she stopped them, so, even then, she said, no, I'll do it. And that's she passed on. Against all of the good of the world, the halacha commerce of his nikva, the doyers. Any particular, it's the same klal that we have throughout the Mishnah. Any particular one could add up, be very positive. The Mishnah's not dealing in ra. Later we'll get this clear. But we're dealing with positives and negatives. And when you marba anything, you multiply its primary natural tendency till it will overcome anything that is secondary or brought in from the outside. Shifra the Rebbe, Ered Avraham, and so forth, many of the others, they totally overcome their chesaron. Had that Ered Avraham, that Berchi, the negative basic concept which is being multiplied. Marbe Noshe, Marbe Kshokhash. Again, one wife, and Isha Achas, not only is it not negative, Chaim Shalmanovitz used to say, I heard from a few, I was able to learn by him for a short period. So the Vaishnav created a whole world, Shesh Yimei Breishis. At every stage of the way, the Vaishnav quality control at the end of the day, Vayada Kim Kitayi. Everything was good. Ants are good, snakes are good, doves are good, the sun, the moon, cannons, everything's good. Everything that the Vaishnav created is good. After the sixth day, a problem. Loto. Instead of Tov, you got Loto. It's a bad mark. What happened? Odom was Levado. Doesn't work. Loto. On the second day, when Gehenna was made, so it doesn't say Kitoy until the third day. But it doesn't say Loto. The only thing that is Shoyash, Sheshish my gracious, from the source of the very essence of what the Gevurah created, the essence of Loy Toy that there is in the world, it's not that it's also not so good. That is the bad that exists in Greek. Is the Yis Adam Vada. And that Toiv, which is the Toiv, that is not just intrinsically good, but has the capability of overcoming the basic element of Loi Toiv in the world, is Vayora. He's a connector. So one wife, it's not only, oh, it's not so bad, it's the very basic good that exists in the world. And that's a subject that deserves to be discussed in length. It has nothing to do with our mission. The reason why he mentioned it is to clarify that it has nothing to do with our mission. Our mission is talking about a different system completely, where we're not familiar with. It's called Marbe Noshim. Marbe Noshim requires the most minimum requirement of Marbe is to. It may have the understanding of a greater love. In Teresh of Iksav, I read it, any two women, even Imois, that are married to one man, are called Tzoris. That is a Tzora in the essence of the relationship. Again, if the Tzadikois may be able to overcome that natural tendency of Tzoris. Just like the things we had until now. A shifka, any particular shifka, can overcome the negative aspect of being a shifka and so forth. But the natural tendency of the situation of Riba and Hoshin is Tzoris. So what's Stam Tzoris? What's called Tzoris in the world? Two women married to a man is called Tzoris. In the old days, where people were considered of generally much higher level, and therefore most people were able to deal with the problem of Tzoris and succeed. Therefore, it was given up to a person's bechira to marry more than one wife. The Benu Gershom, at a certain point of history, decided that the Deiros have been miscutting to the point that the Nisoyin of Tzora is too difficult for us to do anything. And therefore he was misaken the Chayin of Benu Gershom, and since then we've been saved the Nisoyin of Tzoras. But it's in the list of the Mishnah of things that may be intrinsically on their own can have tremendous value, can be lifesavers. But in the situation of Yipui, there's a tremendous negative value that can bring, and here again the Mishnah brings it out to its pinnacle of wrath, similar to Rima, this is Kshofi. We are familiar with this, because it's been 1,000, 2,000 years since Kleisel has experienced it. But in the situation of Tzoras, where either imagined and real, there's always going to be a Ben Ahuva and a Ben Asnur. There are two women. One is going to feel, or sometimes each one feels that they're the Asnur and the other is the Ahuva. But the whole even, there is a Tzora, that's the situation of Tzora, of Ahuva Asnur. And the result, which is the Mavur and Tanakh, that used to be major problem. You know, something that is the natural tendency of the situation is to use whatever powers may be available to succeed. This is the source of the idea in the world that the ends justifies the means. And women in particular have the tendency under the duress of the situation called sorrow, they're not able to rise over the situation, to not see anything except for the ends, and use anything, including kshofim, to attain those ends. Kshofim are also something maybe needs more explanation, is something that relates particularly well to women. This is something that is known throughout history, even though they don't maybe not know the reason. But witches are much more common than sorcerers. Nowadays we're not familiar with the whole subject of kishuf and witches. Right? But throughout history, even not just Jewish history, in general history, kishuf and women go together. And there's a reason for it. It's not just a myth, and it's not just, there's a reason for it. Because when a person approaches this type of behavior, a woman is much more natural candidate for it than a man is. And maybe we'll get back to explain that a little bit. But the whole thing, we hear the top surface understanding of the Mishnah, that things that of the first five, the ribui of them cause a basic negative trait to be brought out and overcome any positive that any individual in particular could have brought out.
Do we see this at all by Rachel and Leah?
Kshofim? No. That's for sure. Kshofim is a supreme. They didn't do their hishtadlios, but Surah Hamudu Buduyekis, that is considered hishtadlos amitis. Dudoyim is the closest they get. There are systems of Chochmas Noshim Bonsa Besa, which is the positive form that Vatai they used. The Mon came down in the Midbar. Everybody knows that. What came with it? Came come with the Mon? The Mon was in the Mon. It's just sufficient. No. It says in Chazal that when the Mon fell, it brought along a Shemayim had come down from the highest of heights in Shemayim. What did it have to bring along? It had to bring Tachshitei Noshim. Mon and Tachshitei Noshim. Without that, you can't make it to the Midbar. The positive koichos that women naturally have, also the koichos of using, those positive powers that bring out the positive form of relationship between men and women. And also require taksisi noshim. Kola mahalvi, you have to explain to them, you know exactly.
to bring some values there. He valued the Amiras, he made the Kiyur out of it. He valued his own Nizomim and all the other clays of old. So he said, Moshe Rabbeinu thought maybe he shouldn't take them. And he said, no. So he said, Eluchot Eluyos. And when he sent down the Mon, a little bowels of proof. I know exactly what the Tachshit is. I know exactly what the Tachshit is. What the Tachshit is. Assuming that they were Tachshit is, they were feeding for this Dordea. The custom made came down with the Mon. Everybody got trapped on the doorstep. Daily portion of Mon with Tachshit is. So those are the positive forms. Which are that? That's the first half of the mission. Those are the first five. Next, five. Top of the list. Mar v'toyer, mar v'chayim. Here we have, again, what could be said about being mar v'toyer? So we had to make a list of all of the mitzvahs that Torah has as a scholar, as a koach that brings to. This is from today till tomorrow, and we probably won't finish the list. The next one on the list is Mar B'Chochma, Mar B'Yeshiva. Now it gives us Mar B'Yeshiva, Mar B'Chochma. Follow up, and you think maybe Mar B'Torah, Mar B'Chochma would be fitting. Chaim was chosen from all of the things that can be said. Life. Chaim. Peace. Mar B'Torah, Mar B'Chaim. This is sort of as we spoke about a bit in Shavuos, around Shavuos before, after. That the pashtus of the Derech Halim of the Torah requires in Olam Ayim to the Torah and the Kimei Misatz Me'alel. Torah on the surface is the opposite of Chai. It requires Mesiris Nefesh, it requires Mei Misatz Me'alel. So usually we understand that as a Mesiris Nefesh. So that's Kedai, in order to be Zecher HaTorah, to be Ra'at HaMelech HaMaseh. The Mishnah later says, is it Derech Darech HaTorah, Pas HaMelech, Toichal, Naim HaSur HaTishtah, or HaTishtah? So on the surface, a person understands that it means there are two Olamos, Olam HaZeh and Olam HaBo, you have to choose. If you want to give up Olam HaZeh, you can get the Olam HaBo easy. If you want to get there, it's front seats, back seats. So you have to get into the third category. So you have to give up more of Olam HaZeh. That's how the surface understanding that Mishnah is. But the Mishnah itself immediately explains the snapshot. The Mishnah says, Imata Oisekein. You don't understand. It sounds on the surface that you gave up with us. And the other guy down the block, the lawyer, the doctor, and for that you Zorich HaTorah Mabo. It's an all or nothing. Either you get both worlds, or you don't get either. Torah has this dual concept of Chaim that is of much higher value, or to be said in a different form. The Chaim Olam Habo is not a different world. It's a different form of this world. Through Torah, a person can be zeicher to real chayim, which is chayim mitzvah, which is chayim rabah, while he's still in this world. He will enjoy this world. His enjoyments of the world take on different forms and definitions. And in his terms, we should understand them, not the Isaac, and we have to experience. So it could be, that's enough for the surface approach, that the Mishnah is telling us the Chiddush. There are many things, obviously, that Torah brings to. But the one that the Mishnah is telling us, that you would think that that's the one you have to give up on. No. Ma'arvut Torah, you know what it brings to? Ma'arvut Chai. That's good enough for science. Ma'arvut Chochma, Ma'arvut Yeshiva, according to the other gears, Ma'arvut Yeshiva, Ma'arvut Chochma. There are two gears in the machine. We'll start with the more common gears here. It's very basically the same concept, either way you work with it. Marba Yeshiva means Marba Talmidim. Marba Chochma, or, you know, it said Marba Torah before, so now you have the same thing with a different word. Can't use the same word again. Well, obviously you can't use the same word again because you can't say the same concept again. The Mishnah says two statements, then we're talking two halachas here, two different concepts. So the Rishonim explain, that there are two levels in Torah, many levels, but we'll talk about two at the moment. One of them is what's called Torah, which is, in today's terms, like Shulchan Aruch, which means the basic ideas, the knowledge of Torah. Then there's another level of Torah, which is the Chochmas of Torah, which is like Taimei HaMitzvahs, or the Imik of the Lomdus of a Sugi, which Yeshivas are very deeply involved with. The basic, simple ideas of Shas are available to anybody. You don't have to go to Yeshiva today, you have to go to Yeshiva. The Torah is Aruch HaMe'ez Mida Rechol Ne'yam. What do you mean? It's only as long as one shelf in my book is. It's exactly 20 volumes long, 60 mesechus long. And daf a day, you finish in 7 years. That's not quite up to the measurements of the Chorin of Yom, or of Meretz. That the first Chorin of the simple ideas of Torah, the surface idea of Torah, that has a goal. The surface idea in terms of the Torah of Al-Peh that's been packaged for us by Rabbi Bezidino in Shas, was a very 7 years, half a day, and you got it. It's a very easily accomplished, relatively easily accomplished task that therefore every person, or most people, are going to be held responsible for. But it's no big deal. In the old days, in Europe, no self-respecting sandlava would not know Shas. Not know Shas. Maybe we'll put on film. Nowadays, we've gone down a lot in the last 30 years. Most Talmidei Chachamim may have some work still to do on the subject. But that's Marva Torah. Marva Chochma is Ador Shein HaShia, the Pnim of Torah Shabbat, the Avon Amuka of Torah Shabbat. That is the Chiluk of Torah that can never be written down. You can't get that from a safe. The real Amuk of Torah has to be given over the fine points, the genius approach that remains and will always remain by definition Torah Shabbat Peh, and can be given over only in Rebbe the Talmud form. Marva Chochma, a person who has a queen at the Chochma of Torah, the twin of the understanding of Torah, Marva Yeshiva. That brings that they'll have a review of Talmud. Marva Eitzel, Marva Tuna. Because of the importance of the subject, maybe we'll extend the discussion. Maybe we won't. Because of the importance of the subject, we'll leave it for next week. Rabbi Eitzel and Rabbi Tuna, these two, these next two have very, very halakha l'maaseh ideas that a person has to know, people don't usually know. A usual understanding of ma'ariv ve'etzer is that it's a negative. In general terms, the person has to ask ages. Ask anybody, etzer givers, like psychologists or doctors, or anybody who's in the advisory position, or lawyers, anybody's in an advisory position in any subject, it doesn't matter what it is. And one of the first things he's going to tell you is that there may be several trains of thought, and each one individually will be good. But if you're going to go bouncing around from one to the other, you're going to end up with a mishmash that the holidays is not going to be good. So the basic yisoid of Eitzah Chochama is finding one good, reliable person who will be able to give you your medical advice or whatever particular animal advice that you're talking about, and that you can rely on him, you go with him. So this Mishnah seems to be going very strongly against that. And it tells us that Marva Eitzel is a tremendous positive aspect. It's called Marva Eitzel Mavitzel. So for tonight, we'll leave it as a problem. Next time, whenever we get to it, we'll have to deal with the even in Poshup Shat, this is against our Muslim vision. And we're not wrong. If you're dealing with, well, to a certain degree, you may be wrong, but always. Right? If you're dealing with medical advice, go get a second opinion. Always. Always. But 10 opinions, no. You can't do that. You have to have reason to believe that another opinion is going to be additional without confusing. Because this general rule is true. Marva Eitze, in our terms, the way we understand it, is Marva confusion. And generally, we'll leave a person no man's land. So we'll leave it as a problem for now. Marva Tztaka, Marva Shalom. There's another one that is of great importance, and not so simple to understand how you put these two together here. I would think of Marva Eitzel is Marva Sholem. I can hear that one. Marva Tztoka, Marva Chesed. I hear that one. Marva Tztoka is Marva Niyim Den Avoti. I can hear that too. But the particular aspect that being Marva Tztoka brings out in the world is Marva Sholem. We know that the Av of Sholem in the Sheva Royim was Aaron Akoyim was Oyu Shalom Yoyu Shalom. We don't have any particular stories that we know of that he, as you say, was Tztaka. It's not how we usually relate to Shalom as Tztaka. This is a very strange combination. We don't even, again, even right on the surface, it doesn't add up. We could say a lot of things. Marva Tztaka is a tremendous thing. We could say a lot of nice things about it. But probably one of the last ones on the list, if we had to choose one, was Sholem. But the Mishnah has better ideas. So it is also as a problem. That's number four. Number five. Number five on the list is already a change of format. The last of the ten. This is the... It's obvious that the Mishnah is going from bottom up. So this is the top of the list of ten. Kodeshem, so it's in a different category. It's translated into a different form. Kodeshem to Kodeshem La'atzma. You can't be Marva Shem to. If you have it, the person who's Kodeshem to you has the totality of that existence. That's something that's not measured in numbers. If a person has a good name, he's not a bad doctor. That's not Shem to. He has a good name that is. He's a good businessman, even an Elch, a businessman, you can trust him. That's not quite the mission of the Shem Tov either, even though that's a derivative, it has a relationship. But we're talking about a person who's Queen of Shem Tov as a Shem Etzer. This person, the world, you see, you can fool some of the people some of the time, and you can't fool all the people all the time. But Christ still knows the truth, always. klal always knows that. Okay. And when the klal says that this person is a shem toif, that means he is. When he says etzem, he's embodied the value of toif. He is a representation of toif. That doesn't have numbers to it. It doesn't fit such a rebus. You can't be one like that. You can either be it, and then you have all of it, or you cannot be it, and you have none of it. Here the Mishnah says, Kona Shem Tov, Kona La'atzmoy. Everything that we were talking in the other nine were outside values that attach themselves as decorations of glory or the other form, or the opposite. But this is the essence of the person, where the value that we're talking about relates to the person himself. Kone la'atzma. That is a kinyan that doesn't... All kinyanim are outside things that are connected to you. They become part of you. They're not you yourself. Shem Toiv is the one quality that attaches itself to the essence of the person, just like his name. That's why it deals with shame. Shame always refers to the description of what the thing is, but Ashur is called Ashur because he's Ashur. And Olam is called an Olam. If he's Shem Toiv, it's because he is Toiv. Then there's Ravitz, the last one on the list. Konuloi Divrei Toiv. And this is already, the Rishon explained, is a separate statement, not far in the ten. And the reason they say this is because we spoke about Marbatov. So this Mishnah is a klal that is giving us a message. What do we learn from the totality of all ten together? What is the message? Okay, we've been through all ten stages. What do we get? What do we gain? What do we get out of the whole thing? What's the sach hakol? So the sach hakol is kol loy divrei Torah, kol loy chaye olam habo. Obviously, to understand the sach hakol, you have to understand the sach hakol. Understand what the situation is. Thanks to Shem, next week we will attempt again to see if we can get some understanding of Krishna. But before we open, this is the starters. Thank you.